We got a review on earthquake-prone buildings as well. That's now been brought forward. Deadlines for remediations have been extended by 4 years. Current system was put in place back in 2017, requiring earthquake-prone buildings to be remediated before set dates, with nearly 500 deadlines set to expire over the next 4 years. Anyway, AUT Construction Professor John Tookie's with us on this. John, morning.
Morning.
This whole area is fraught, isn't it, around risk and what may or may not happen?
We're talking about public safety to a certain degree, but I'm fully aware of the commercial considerations and the financial pressures that people are under to deal with this sort of issue.
And is that part of the problem? Does this be the thinking behind the 4 years? People walk away from buildings and they look, especially a beautiful old building in a place like Wellington, and go, you know what, love to save it, just can't, I'm gone, I'm done. And we can't have that, can we?
Well, from a cultural perspective, no. I mean, we don't want to throw away a heritage in quite this way, but ultimately we're going to have to come up with a solution for all of this stuff. My suspicion is there's a certain amount of kicking the can down the road, and we're not necessarily facing what needs to be done. But I can fully appreciate why you'd want to bring it forward in terms of assessment, for sure.
Is it area-specific enough? And otherwise, we're focusing on the real areas of concern earthquake-wise, or is it just sort of kind of all over the country and we've all got to make some sort of contribution?
Well, the most earthquake-prone buildings are in the sort of areas that you'd most certainly consider. So you're talking about sort of the likes of potentially Christchurch and Wellington and so on. But we call the Shaky Islands for a reason, right? We do have seismic considerations that are significant. And by the way, nobody really considered Christchurch to be Correct. A seismic zone right up to the point where it was. And that's a major consideration always.
What would you do?
Well, I'd certainly bring it forward. I would be very cautious about extending it too long. The problem, as soon as you start extending it by an extra 4 years or whatever it may be, you now kick it into the consideration of a future governmental cycle or potentially two governmental cycles. And this inevitably throws politics in the way of public safety considerations. And if we're talking engineering, we have to think in terms of public safety, number one.
John, appreciate your time. John Tookie, who's Professor of Construction at AUT.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.